flood-prone areas. Less than half have a disaster plan in place. Even worse, these plans often tend to forget about our first.
Finances can be so intimidating, but since I've started using Dave, the banking app, managing my money is much easier. Dave shows me how much I have left to spend after my routine expenses. And if I'm short on cash, Dave's extra cash advances me the money I need, up to $500 in 5 minutes or less. No interest, no credit check, no late fees. Download the Dave app or go to dave.com/easy.
Dave is not a bank. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Eligibility criteria apply, subject to bank approval. Service and or instant transfer fees may apply. Advances typically approved in 5 minutes.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New details in the FBI raid this week of a Manhattan apartment owned by the founder of online betting forum Polymarket. ABC's Aaron Katursky says Shane Copeland's attorneys are accusing the government of playing politics.
Polymarket said it's political because they think, since Polymarket accurately predicted the results of the presidential race, that somehow this is a partisan effort. We'll see how far it goes. And with the administration about to change, whether the investigation continues.
Florida's governor calling for a special election to fill the seat of former Congressman Matt Gaetz. He resigned after President-elect Trump nominated him to be attorney general. Bipartisan lawmakers say he faces an uphill battle for Senate confirmation due to ethics investigation into sexual misconduct in the House. Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn announcing she's coming out of retirement. The 40-year-old and 3-time Olympic medalist says she plans to rejoin the U.S. ski team 6 years after competing in her final Olympics. This is ABC News. A man from Ohio has wrapped up his 2,200-mile cross-country journey on his bicycle.
For more than a month, 72-year-old Carl Foote rode his bike down Route 62 from Niagara Falls, New York to El Paso, Texas. Now he can rest and reflect.
For 40 days, I've been getting up and meeting new people and testing my physical abilities.
The purpose behind the ride?
It was all part of making memories, old memories, and to help people keep their memories.
The money Foote raised during his 2,200-mile bike ride will go to an Alzheimer's research organization. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
New Delhi is now the most polluted city on the planet. The Indian capital's air quality index is the highest in the world today, overtaking Lahore, Pakistan, where hundreds are hospitalized as the result of severe air pollution. A company that monitors air quality recorded measurements of over 1,500. That's 15 times the level the World Health Organization classifies as healthy. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy this evening, partial clearing overnight, and a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high in the low 50s. The dry weather continues for the weekend, generally mostly sunny. Breezy Saturday, high in the mid-50s, and around 50 Sunday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. It's 46 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A Waukesha County mother is accused of leaving her son on the side of a freeway. Ted Allen has an update.
Flor Escalante is accused of dropping the 12-year-old off on I-94 last week following an argument over his grades. After making her son get out of the car, she drove off. Court records say Escalante told police she did it because she felt her son didn't appreciate all she did for him. She's charged with child abandonment and neglecting a child.
After an outcry from parents at the school board, school leaders in Kenosha want to secure all of the doors at all of their schools. This is after a 13-year-old showed up at Roosevelt Elementary with a suspicious bag and a suspected rifle last week. Channel 12 last night reported that seven schools in Kenosha do not have secure doors like those at Roosevelt. And there will be no major cuts in Milwaukee County for now. Executive David Crowley signed a new $1.4 billion spending plan yesterday. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07. Reporting from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners, Network Car Care Center Durand, and Amos Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer Durand, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand, Healthcare Your Way. Find out more at provisions.health. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand and Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service Durand. One person was injured in a car versus deer accident in Spring Lake Township Monday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 34-year-old Vanessa Moreno of Elmwood was traveling southbound on Highway 121 when she struck the deer. She was transported to Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin with undetermined injuries. Eau Claire police say no one was hurt when a driver went through the fence at the sports field at Memorial High School. That incident happened yesterday. Police say it looks like the driver had some kind of medical emergency and drove through the fence. The crash destroyed about 40 feet of the fence near the soccer field off of Fairfax Avenue's side of the school. The school says they will have to replace that fence. Now is the time to vaccinate against respiratory illnesses. Tom Hupt with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says 22% of Wisconsinites have received the flu shot, while 11% of the state residents have been vaccinated against COVID-19. The numbers for the flu vaccine are higher than last year. According to Hupt, about 1.29 million Wisconsinites are vaccinated against the flu this season, compared to 1.25 million last year. Hupt would like to see vaccination rates as high as they were in the 2020-21 season, when 44% received a flu shot. If you get the flu shot now, you can protect yourself through the new year. Wisconsin's governor says the latest round of teacher education grants could help with the state's teacher shortage. Governor Evers yesterday announced $1 million in grant money for nonprofits across the state. The governor says the idea is to help local groups find, train, and license teachers. Evers says too many schools in Wisconsin need teachers, and Wisconsin's not the only state seeing a teacher shortage. Reports show that the turnover numbers for teachers in the state spiked after the COVID years, when many older teachers retired and young teachers left their classrooms for other jobs. The federal government and four states are suing to block United Health Group's proposed $3.3 billion purchase of the home health company Amedis. The complaint is the second time in less than 3 years that the U.S. Justice Department has tried to stop the health insurance business from completing deals. The feds allege that the recent acquisition of Amedis would harm competition because United Health previously completed the multi-billion dollar purchase of LHC Group, which is another home care and hospice company. The government has unsuccessfully sued to block United Healthcare's Optum division from acquiring Change Healthcare in 2022. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Chippewa County is looking for a new administrator. Administrator Randy Schultz yesterday announced he's retiring. Schultz says his last day with the county will be in March of next year. He's not saying why he's retiring or where he might be going. Schultz has been with Chippewa County since 2018 and says it's been an honor to work in the county's administrative office. Two residents of Goodhue County have been identified as the people killed this week in an accident on the Kansas Turnpike. That accident happened early Monday morning near Wichita and involved a total of three vehicles. And in the crash, an SUV with the Minnesota residents inside rear-ended a semi-truck. 78-year-old Thomas Redler and 27-year-old Octavia Redler, both of Zambrota, were killed. The first electric charging stations are going online at Quick Trip. That company announced Wednesday that a set of chargers has been installed in West Salem and that the system will run off of a new app called Quick Charge. The stations will offer plugs for both major vehicle standards and can charge at 150 kilowatts. The effort matches a push for expanded electric vehicles service here in Wisconsin, which has seen fewer charging installations than other states. That makes it hard to travel to rural parts of the state. Wisconsin's Chief Justice wants to find a way to get more lawyers for the rest of the state. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler yesterday challenged lawyers in the state to work with lawmakers to come up with a way to handle the state's lawyer shortage. Ziegler says there's not enough private attorneys in Wisconsin to handle all of the cases. She says seven counties in northern Wisconsin don't have a single attorney to take criminal cases when the public defender isn't available. She says that means people are being denied justice. Ziegler says it isn't saying how she wants it done, but says something must be done to help communities outside of Milwaukee and Madison. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
They're off to a good start at the Christmas Village in Irvine Park in Chippewa Falls. Crews started work on the village back in September. Chippewa Falls Park Director John Jimenez says that they're on track to be ready to open the Christmas Village by Thanksgiving. Jimenez says it's now crunch time. They need to hang 200,000 lights as well as get the rest of the village put up. Irvine Park's Christmas Village opens for walkers Thanksgiving night and will remain open till New Year's Day. Reporting from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, I'm Brian Winnikins for WRDN News.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, no, wait.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Bowman Gray prepares for the clash. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Bowman Gray Stadium is preparing for a new chapter in its storied history. On February 1st and 2nd, the NASCAR Cup Series returns to the Winston-Salem, North Carolina quarter-mile venue, dubbed the Madhouse, for the 2025 Clash at Bowman Gray. The facility is currently upgrading with a new Musco lighting system, added safer barriers, and new catch fencing in anticipation of the season kickoff event. The NASCAR Cup Series first competed at what is considered the longest-running weekly short track in 1958, hosting a total of 29 Cup events through 1971. The Motor Racing Network will air live coverage of the historic event. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swift for Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Finances can be so intimidating, but since I've started using Dave, the banking app, managing my money is much easier. Dave shows me how much I have left to spend after my routine expenses. And if I'm short on cash, Dave's extra cash advances me the money I need, up to $500 in 5 minutes or less. No interest, no credit check, no late fees. Download the Dave app or go to dave.com/easy.
Dave is not a bank. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Eligibility criteria apply, subject to bank approval. Service and or instant transfer fees may apply. Advances typically approved in 5 minutes.
Week 11 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Philadelphia, where the Eagles host the Washington Commanders. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Eagles have a half-game lead on the Commanders atop the NFC East heading into tonight's action. Packers back in the practice field today. Matt LaFleur has changed his schedule this week, getting his team in and out about an hour earlier every day.
I think that's pretty typical, I would say, for this time of the year. When it gets dark here at like 3:30, 4 o'clock, you try to get them out of the building a little bit earlier. I'm not a big fan of the whole daylight savings, so not that anybody cares, but it does affect your body and how dark it gets here.
Packers and Bears kick off at noon on Sunday in Chicago. The football Badgers have one more day of work as they get ready to take on top-ranked Oregon in Big Ten action on Saturday night. That one kicks at 6:30 in Madison. Badger women's volleyball team is out west this weekend. Wisconsin starting with a Big Ten matchup at USC tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The football state semifinals are on tap this weekend at neutral sites around the state. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. It is time for state semifinals in 11-player football this weekend, set for neutral sites around the state. In Division 1, 7th-seeded DC Everest will tangle with Bayport, who took down defending champion Marquette last week. On the other side of the bracket, Classic 8 rivals Muskego and Maguanago face off. Division 2 features Rice Lake against West Apeer in a rematch between Slinger and Badger, won earlier this year by Slinger. The Division 3 matchups are La Crosse-Logan against Notre Dame and Catholic Memorial versus Wisconsin Lutheran. Baldwin-Woodville takes on Winneconne, and Aquinas meets up with Racine St. Catharines in D4, with the Division 5 field including Northwestern versus Wrightstown and Prairie du Chien against Stratford. It's Cinderella Story Belleville, an 8 seed, trying to stay alive in Division 6 as they face off against Lomira, with Grantsburg versus Bondwell on the other side of the bracket. Division 7 features Edgar versus Boyceville and Potosi Cassville meeting up with Kenosha St. Joseph. All of the 11-player games are on Friday night, but on Saturday it is 8-player that takes center stage. In the 8-player state championship set for 1 o'clock, Owen Whitby plays Lena St. Thomas Aquinas at Wisconsin Rapids High School, both searching for their first 8-player title. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The late, great Gary Clancy loved this time of year because he wanted nothing more than to be up in a deer stand. And he did three things that actually gave him a lot more success hunting deer, and I'll tell you what they were. But first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The late, great Gary Clancy, one of the greatest deer hunters that ever lived, told me there were three things that he always does to ensure success when he's deer hunting. Number one, he likes to get as scent free as possible. He said there's a lot of ways you can do that. Follow those easy rules, those simple steps to become scent free. And that means to make sure your clothing has no scent whatsoever, and then you can mask whatever human scent you have by using the products that you can just easily find off the shelf to hide the scent that your body is producing. Number two, he said, always stay in your stand. He says there's a lot of hunters that miss deer because they're not in their deer stand. He would climb up into his stand in the morning and he wouldn't leave it until the shooting hours were over. And number three, he said, do not make any movement. He said, that's what gets the deer's attention. If you're moving around, they're going to catch a glimpse of you and they're going to hightail it. So stay scent free, hang in that stand all day long, and don't make a lot of movement. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy this evening, partial clearing overnight, and a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high in the low 50s. The dry weather continues for the weekend, generally mostly sunny. Breezy Saturday, high in the mid-50s, and around 50 Sunday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. It's 46 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We continue to broadcast here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention, which is underway in Kansas City, Missouri. A breakdown of what the heck happened in these markets today as you kind of do a market glance over some big drops in the soybeans. Interesting what happened in the hogs. We'll talk more about that in the second half. But just the overall negative feel, are we cheap and can it be back to the elephant in the room when it comes to these prices? We're going to get all those details today as Mike Zuzulo joins us. He is with Global Commodity Analytics. And first of all, happy Thursday and election expectations. I think there's a lot post-election what might be going forward.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to frame this in a limited amount of time, but we'll do our best, Susan. The thing that I see right now in these prices is if you look at the price of the Gulf of Mexico corn price delivered, we're at 517, almost 520 a bushel. That compares with today's close in the D's futures of 419. So we're essentially $1 premium at the Gulf of Mexico. And that Gulf of Mexico cash price really reflects very well the very strong demand we've seen in the export and domestic market. And it's really representative of the USDA WASDE numbers. And if we just go through the WASDE numbers on a global level, they really don't match up with what we're trading right now. And so it really makes me think that this is really mostly all about policy and future expectations as we get closer to January. And we're essentially in the market right now pricing in what we think is going to happen in January, which whenever we do that, it seems to me we really open up the door for not only increased volatility, but some potentially very big surprises in the other price direction. But if we look at the wheat stocks around the world, we're the lowest since 2015. The stocks to use levels, the lowest since 2014. Corn stocks in the world are the lowest since 2014, with the stocks to use the lowest since 2013. So we're literally dealing with 11-year lows, almost 12-year lows, the lowest levels in corn stocks to use since the drought year of 2012. Soybeans completely opposite. If you would tell me that the soybeans were down 30 today and the corn and wheat were steady, that would make sense fundamentally because soybean ending stocks are a modern-day record high. Going all the way back to 1994, stocks-to-use ratios are the highest since 2018, also the second highest since 1994. So this disconnect in the market to me makes me think this is mostly policy and maybe misplaced policy analysis.
Well, you talked about there being kind of an elephant in the room as well, per se, and I think it kind of hits it when you talk about these weaker prices that are going on.
Yeah, and this is where the job of the analyst and the job of the trigger puller and the person that makes recommendations to clients and subscribers have to come together, because you can't, as you said it very rightly, the elephant in the room, you can't get away from the fact that the soy meal market made new four-year lows today. You can't get away from the fact that some of the major commodity indices have been pulled down in the agriculture sector to the lowest levels in three, almost 4 months, and are getting dangerously close, like the wheat market is, to it also testing its four-year low, like the meal. And so I think time is of the essence here. And the worst thing that could happen is we just keep our hands in our pocket and we let this market trade what we think is going to happen in January, but they go ahead and trade it for the next 3 or 4 or 5 weeks in anticipation of what's going to happen in January. Because as we've gotten used to the fact that, unfortunately, funds, when they get short, if they see the momentum shift and it's in their favor, it's almost like blood in the water, and it really turns the momentum on very hard to push the short side and the sell side pretty aggressively. And what I would say to you and the listener out there today is, even though I feel the way I do about the analysis misconfiguration or mishandling, I think, by this new post-election environment, if we take any more support levels or price levels out of this market, some of my charts would suggest we have another 4 to maybe 6% down in this market, and that opens the corn up to the March futures dropping another 20, maybe 25 cents. And I think that's worth chasing and going after at these price levels.
Well, look at the wheat complex. You and I talked about this a little bit on the midday. I mean, obviously, we got to see some decent rains move through. I understand there's some more rains that are supposed to come in this weekend and the next weekend before, or next week before things get cold, Mike. But does that weigh on these markets? I mean, obviously, dormancy has not happened yet in the winter wheat, and in some areas are starting to look pretty nice.
Yeah, I think it keeps the longs out of the market. Susan, I think it's an excellent question. I think it just keeps the potential longs out of the market. And I can say supply-demand-wise, we're talking about an export quota from Russia that could be taken from roughly 30 million metric tons or 29 million metric tons down to a third of that, between 9 and 12 million metric tons. That's a supportive feature in the market. That could be offset with the idea that Australia's harvest is going better and yields are looking better than what the trade thought. And instead of USDA's 32 million metric ton production number, Australia could be more like 34. But net-net, we're still historically tight in terms of decade tightness, decade-long tightness in the wheat and in the corn. The rubber hits the road with the wheat, because once again, we've been shown if we can't buy wheat, we can't buy anything. And when it comes to the corn hedger and the corn feeder, we hit $1.13 in the wheat corn spread today in the futures. That's the lowest since April. That is going to pull down the corn, and it makes sense that it would, I think, because of the fact that the wheat is now a feed grain again. And the lower that wheat goes against the corn and the longer it stays there, the harder it is for corn to keep that feed demand.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more to look at when we get ready here for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on, the breakdown that we saw within this cattle complex, that happening during the midday, but a lot of concern and worries about the hogs. We've got a lot to look at as we get ready for the second half. It is the Thursday version of the Channel Final Bell from Kansas City on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
Welcome back once again here to the Rural Radio Network as we continue with today's Channel Final Bell. Of course, Mike Zuzulo joins us. He is with Global Commodity Analytics. We kind of talked on the front half about the post-election, but you wanted to expand a little bit more, and I'm excited to hear your thoughts when it comes to the policy perspective and how that's going to really weigh in on our markets.
Yeah, there's two major themes going on in the marketplace right now when it comes to the election, Susan, and I can understand the one. I get it from a standpoint of the tariff fears and the dollar going sharply higher because of the fear that the Trump administration will cut taxes. That will create a boon in the equities markets, but it will also create a bigger hole in terms of our debt, and bond traders will want to be given more for the risk in terms of a higher yield. So those bond yields are going up, and that's attracting that dollar upside potential, along with the fears about China and Mexico and the tariffs. But I would also say that this idea about the biofuel policy, I really question why the trade is nervous about that, because it was a very poor record that we're coming out of with the Biden administration and the Senator Schumer leading the Senate. Because of the RFS and because of the blend wall and some of the policy decisions made essentially in, you know, the last 3 years in a row of not letting ethanol and biodiesel kind of run in terms of giving, letting out more demand out there in terms of policy. And so I'm really skeptical that the Trump administration will be as negative on biofuels, especially with Senator Thune taking over as the head of the Senate, being from South Dakota and a major biofuel state. And so I think that maybe is where the trade has got it wrong. And I think we're going to find that out relatively soon, because that big biofuel credit, as I call it, of a dollar is going to be expiring here at the end of the year. And we do need to get that back up and running. But I suspect that that's going to be kind of the apex of this negativity. But I don't get that biofuel negativity as much as some of the other issues. And I was much more worried about a Democrat-led White House and Senate when it came to climate and greenhouse gases and the farm bill and biofuel. So I think net-net, agriculture is going to win from where we're sitting in Washington right now, but the market doesn't see it that way.
So taking a look at the livestock side of the trade now, Mike, what about this midday breakdown that we seem to have in this cattle complex?
Yeah, you've got a divergence now in the cattle. Recall that we've had a very strong feeder cattle market thanks to that corn weakness redeveloping. We've had a very strong cash market with packer demand really well. We've had a very strong pork market thanks to the Chinese market holding up and our domestic supplies tightening, but especially because that cutout value was running so hot, and thanks mainly to the bellies. Lastly, we've had a really strong Wall Street price action. I think you're seeing more volatility in Wall Street, and certainly the bellies at $1.75 plus at the beginning of this month, now $1.25, they've really taken that pork cutout down. I think we closed down around March levels on the pork cutout as of today. So I think the live cattle are struggling to find the tailwinds that they've had previously. And with this 185 light cash trade here at midweek, we're right on some major support levels in the cattle market. And so if the Wall Street market would give way, I think that might pull the plug on some cattle. I'm much more worried about the hogs, though, Susan, because we still have that record long position by on the commitment of traders by the managed money funds. And if this Chinese situation is indeed worsening, I would expect their pork prices to really go south here in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
So as you look more in depth at what you see in these hogs, I mean, what are some other triggering factors that you might see weighing in? And will that then pull what we see in the cattle complex lower?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because I would say on the demand and consumption on the retail level, you say, for instance, Tyson's earnings or Kroger reported earnings a couple weeks ago, it doesn't seem as though there's as much competition for beef out there, and that's mainly because the pork market, I don't think, is as cheap as it needs to be. And so these recent rallies in the wholesale prices probably not helping at all at this point on the retail side as we get ramped up for the post-Thanksgiving seasonal. And I think that's where hogs really, if I add everything together, I'm most nervous about the hogs. And I put the feeder cattle right behind that, because I think we are starting to retain. The cash market's starting to suggest that. Ranchers I talk to are starting to suggest that, especially in southern Nebraska through Oklahoma. That rain, that change in weather has really changed their mindset. And I think, quite frankly, the win by President Trump probably takes the table, takes off the table the methane issue, and you can feel, I think, more secure now to maybe invest in calves and be, you know, stay a cattleman instead of get out of the business altogether.
All right, sounds good, Mike. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Best way is globalcomresearch.com, globalcom with two M's, research.com. There's a trial up there to be taken. Please take it, and I'll extend it 3 weeks if you mention the Rural Radio Network.
All right, sounds good. Mike Zuzulo joining us today. A quick reminder to everybody that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That is the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional, right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Donaldson Filtration Systems, OE-grade filters to keep your equipment performing at its highest level. The price of soybean oil has been climbing since early September, and values at the start of this week rivaled prices from this summer. The demand boost for soy oil is being driven by a tremendous surge in the price of palm oil, and I'll have more when we come back. It's harvest time across the region, and that means long hours for you and the machines you depend on. That's why you should protect them with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters, engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. It's no wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. After all, Donaldson literally invented the tractor air filter. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today.
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
In fewer than 60 days, the price of palm oil in Malaysia has nearly doubled to levels not seen since mid-2022. That price rally is changing the global vegetable oil market, and U.S. farmers are reaping the benefits. The palm oil rally has a number of factors that are driving it. Chief amongst them is tight supply and ongoing low production levels in two of the world's largest producers, Indonesia and Malaysia. On the production side, total palm oil production has been flat for several years as plantations in Southeast Asia age, and new laws against the clearing of native forest have restricted new plantation growth. In addition, last year's output was down substantially as drought associated with El Nino worsened production. Now, neither Malaysia nor Indonesia expect to see growth in their palm oil production through the remainder of this season, as below average rainfall across key growing regions through October has kept this year's production limited as well. On top of the shrinking supply, demand for veg oils globally continues to rise. For palm oil specifically, Indonesia has announced plans to increase its biodiesel blend from 35% to 40% palm oil next year, a change that would require more than 4 billion gallons of palm oil to meet. The rise in palm oil prices has had a direct impact on soybean oil, and consequently soybean prices. As palm oil becomes more more expensive, buyers may shift to alternative vegetable oils like soy oil, increasing its demand and price. Soy oil buyers are also likely watching announcements from the incoming Trump administration, as a tariff on all goods coming into the country would also raise palm prices, in addition to other soy oil competitors like waste cooking oil, which could encourage more domestic purchases. Susan Stroud of Noble Commodities notes that any steps to limit foreign feedstocks for renewable diesel would be favorable to the soybean oil market. I'll be back with more after this.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Yes, there are certainly plenty of global stories moving the commodity markets, and as 2024 winds down, the rally in palm oil futures might be one that puts dollars in the American farmers' pockets. If the 45Z tax credit rules also favor domestic feedstocks, this soy oil market could really come to life in 2025. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Donaldson Filtration Systems. Ask for Donaldson Filters by name. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy this evening, partial clearing overnight, and a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high in the low 50s. The dry weather continues for the weekend, generally mostly sunny. Breezy Saturday, high in the mid-50s, and around 50 Sunday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now it's 45.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Consider, give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you do. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Just a girl born in Dixie, washed in the blood and raised on the banks of the Mississippi mud. She always had a thing about falling in love with a bad boy. Yeah, they could see it all coming, but her daddy never dreamed she'd grow up that fast. You know what I mean, the way a girl gets when she turns 17. Kinda crazy. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter, she was baptized in dirty water. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left your daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her. Said I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with amazing grace. We made California lie. And then my gypsy life started taking its toll, and the fast lane got empty and out of control. And just like an angel, she saved my soul from the devil. It's easy. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter, she was baptized in dirty water. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left her daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her.
Running wild and free, I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows.
this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon moon. Plays on, drink by drink.